We're coming to the last two questions that I'm commonly asked and wish to include in this CD. How about the question, the fact that some people can see auras and others don't appear to be able to? As a child, we all saw auras, and to a basic degree were able or aware of subtle energy forms around us. At one seminar recently for businessmen, yes, businessmen are now interested in learning more about subtle energy at long last, I gave a practical example. If you are thinking about going into partnership with a person or creating an important merger, then invite the key person or people to your home for dinner. The businessman at my seminar who asked the question had a young daughter, aged 4. I suggested that for a few minutes early in that evening he invite his daughter to meet his dinner guest or guests. See how she reacts, assuming that she is a balanced, happy child, for then her response would tell him much about the nature of the person he was dealing with. But more importantly, if they are reacting favourably to him and his business plans. You see, children, especially those who are preschool, are pure in the way they relate to the world around them, and still hang on to a subtle energy connection with the other plane, from which they have in time only recently left. They will sense a person at many levels by literally seeing the individual's energy. By not paying attention to the words, but the feeling, we can as adults relearn to operate at this level, which was literally second nature to us in childhood. As we grow older, are educated, have to make a living, act only on our conscious mind's instructions, we shift our focus away from working with this all-so-important subtle energy connection in our lives. Many modern-day problems are as a direct result of this in the Western culture. I have travelled to many countries in the world in my lecturing career, and it is startling the difference between those people and the way they live their lives, in contrast to how we do here in the West. Here in the West, we appear so cut off from our lives at many levels, buying new toys to compensate for what is really an inner lack. When we reconnect with this subtle energy, which is our soul, or our true self, our life changes literally overnight. The circumstances may partially remain the same for a short time, until this energy connection I'm talking about is really running in our lives. And we can note this by the way in which we perceive from our inner world outwards. Many courses on subtle energy train people to open up to energy and an awareness of it operating in their lives. The DC effect, which I created last year as the result of my 25 years clinical experience, is designed to do precisely this. However, the key is that it is only once you become consciously aware and then use this awareness to gain conscious focus do you begin to reap the benefits.